So glad that Marion Mayor Bob Butler was able to join me this morning. First off, Mayor, it's good to speak with you again, sir. You've been well?
Oh, yes, and always it's good to speak with you, Tom.
You know, next Wednesday, the big day, it'll be your final day as mayor. You became mayor May 1963. You've been the only mayor people have known, many, many people in Marion, the only mayor they've ever known.
I've been amazed at the number of people who were born about the time I became mayor, and now some of them have retired. It's fantastic.
Well, it's good that they get to do that. You know, I very often, as I find, and this is something that's happened to me, and I'm assuming that you've blazed the way to me in many ways, is you get to a certain point in your life, and you start looking back, and you look at the people who made you. You literally see people who contributed psychologically. Maybe you gave you an opportunity somewhere, or in your case, they voted for you. I mean, you didn't instantly become mayor. You did your work. You were assistant state's attorney. Did you work in the police department for a while, too?
No. Never had any connection with the police department.
I know you served as an assistant attorney. You had served in the military, in intelligence there. You look back, you see how those things made you a better mayor?
Oh, sure. Yes. All of those are matters of experience, and it's been my experience that you cannot have too much experience. I've really tried to spread out and encompass everything that would come by, because I felt that in one way or another it would make a contribution to what I could do.
Including being a Boy Scout.
Very much so. That is something that has followed me throughout my life. I could not be more proud.
And you know, one of the reasons why, when I look back, because I was a Boy Scout too, and I said, first off, since I took my Boy Scout vow, when did that end? And I consider it never ended.
I think so. True.
Isn't that weird?
Throughout.
And the other thing that Boy Scouts, and I lean back on this heavily, is being prepared.
Oh, that's crucial. Absolutely critical in any phase of life.
And you start to look back on these things, but you see, you look at these items that have made you, but let's look at the people who literally made you. Your grandfather was mayor from 1923 to 1927.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true.
So, and that's not the only, I mean, there were other members of your family, including your father, who I was sure worked in the sheriff's department or the police department.
Well, my father had a career as a newspaper man and a radio broadcaster over WEBQ, but he served 16 years in the state legislature. He also served on the school board here, as well as a police commissioner on the city council.
You know, that's odd. I didn't know that I worked at some point at the same place that your father did. I did not know that.
Yeah,
but those people also helped make Mayor Bob Butler, didn't they?
Oh yes, absolutely. In fact, in retrospect, most everything that I have done has contributed to whatever I have done. It's just been absolutely fantastic.
I saw you defined in one biography as a paleo libertarian, paleo conservative.
Well, I miss that one.
Yeah. But I think what they're alluding to is your ability to, that you have worked well with Democrats and Republicans since 1963. You've worked with anybody who was willing to go along.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have always welcomed the opportunity to work with people. I've been willing on necessary times to compromise, not on principle, never on principle, but otherwise you have to work with people, and I've tried to do that.
Second longest serving mayor. And when I talk to you, I've known you long enough that when I talk to you about stuff like that, you seem to be it makes you kind of uncomfortable that talking about that has always been, you know, you've been very humble about it when other people would have gone, I've done this for 40, 50 years now, you know, right? You've never been seem to be that guy.
Well, no. I've taken each year as it's come and each election as it came, but I never kept track of the years, never saw any particular purpose. You can figure 54 years and a couple of dollars to buy you a cup of coffee someplace. So I really haven't paid any attention to that.
You know, it's interesting because I very often, you know, how you start to see through your own, I call it the keyhole of your own existence, and you see things that way, and you get little snippets. And I literally can talk about my memories of Mayor Butler and Marion, starting back from my father driving from Harrisburg to Marion, and I couldn't understand why we couldn't buy beer in Harrisburg, so we had to drive to Marion to get alcohol. Right?
Yeah.
So we had the weekly trip to Marion to buy beer and then took it back. You know, I can remember wearing literally my high school graduation suit from my high school picture with you in the days after the Marion tornado as we were doing fundraising. And then, of course, the days after, neither one was wearing suits, and you had a shirt on, white, rolled up to the elbows, and you never stayed anywhere longer than 10 seconds.
That sounds about right.
And I can also remember, you know, days going to a slag heap where Harley-Davidson is, Black Diamond Harley-Davidson and Marion, and on that corner at that intersection where that is, standing on a 12-foot-tall slag heap with you and Dog Connell, and you saying, there's going to be something here. We're going to build something here. There you have a Harley-Davidson dealership. We just talked about 17th Street Barbecue. There's a bank. There's a ballpark. There's a mall. There's a workout. There's three malls.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely. And you know, in the beginning, that wouldn't have occurred in my wildest dreams.
Yeah. And then, now that's the part that I find interesting, because how, if you don't see it, how do you make it? Now, I mean, since May 1963, you have always made this, including when you were one of the youngest candidates running for mayor in 1963, that you were already talking about how we have to be a regional powerhouse. We have to create industry. We have to grow our city. And this is something that is really, I mean, if you try to stack up your accomplishments, that's got to be at the top.
Oh, yeah. Well, I felt that Marion was a town of manifest destiny. I thought that it could do great things. I just knew gut feeling that we had been missing the boat, and that something had to be done to get it going. And so, of course, that was my endeavor.
What role in your life has fear taken? I mentioned this because I try to be honest with myself, and that I realize there are some things that I don't do because I'm afraid. Now, I don't say that word out loud, but I recognize that tendency. I don't know. And some of it's fear of the unknown, but some of it is just fear that I won't be accepted. What I say will be a subject of ridicule. But what role of fear or lack of it has it played in Mayor Butler's role in Marion?
Well, that is an interesting question. I've always believed in keeping fundamental truths, fundamental values. I have been comfortable in my religion. I have felt that in some instances I've been divinely inspired. I say that in all humility. But consequently, I really have not been afraid of anything that I've undertaken. I've had the inner feeling that I'm doing the right thing, and because it is the right thing, there is no reason to have fear.
What about anger? You've been mad. You and I have a similar character trait. Nice, 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 and then not nice.
Yeah.
And it happens late in the game, and it's pretty hard.
I tried to be slow to anger. There have been situations that I've been instantly irate. One quick example, we were working on the gasoline tax, and a businessman here in town came in. He put seven $100 bills on my desk, and he said, "Mayor, those are yours if you will kill the gasoline tax." I was instant mad. I was mad for two reasons. One, he thought I could be bought, and two, he thought I could be bought so cheap. But I was furious, and I ushered him out of the office immediately. So those are rare occasions, and I found that anger isn't always bad as long as it is controlled anger. And it has worked to my advantage on occasion by by virtue of that.
But, you know, and that's one of the things I've noticed about you that, you know, we'll go along, everybody will not have, but there's a switch that gets flipped. And when you finally say enough, and I can't help but think maybe we maybe need more some of this, some more of this in today's world. Now, let me ask you about this. 1970, you ran for state office. What state office?
State representative.
Right.
It was a mistake. I don't know why. I suppose I thought, well, I've been in office a couple of terms as mayor. I thought I'd had experience enough with education, training, and I thought that I might serve well in the legislature. But that was one of the blessings of life, is that I was not elected.
But look at it this way, look at it from my perspective. What about a guy who grows his city? You know, basically, if I remember right, the original township charter for Marion was about the size of the Circuit City building.
The original survey to the city of Marion covered 20 acres,
right,
in what is now downtown Marion.
All right, and it has grown in population by 93% since you became mayor. Your last election, you won 71% of the vote. This guy, if he had gone to Springfield, would he have gone on? Because apparently you have the talents and you have the support, but what would have happened if you'd gone on? I can't help but think shoulda, coulda, woulda there a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Well, of course, that's all speculation, but given my attitude, I would not have been content to have been just a run-of-the-mill legislator. I would have wanted to eventually probably run for some kind of higher office. I finally found my niche in life, and I've been so happy, so pleased with what I've been able to accomplish and go through. And believe me, it has all been possible because of the support of so many people. I've seen so much in the way of congratulations in the past week or so, that it is unbelievable. I could not ever thank enough people as much as they are entitled to have my gratitude.
We've had you and I in particular, have gone through some pretty difficult times. Mm. And one of those was 1982, when 10 people in your community died.
Yes.
10 people died in your community of a tornado. And I was there. I was literally standing with you in the days following. There's no reason why you remember. You were spry, and I had a long ponytail, and right. I mean, some people actually sent a picture of me with them, and you and you were just out of frame of the picture. And I was standing where a ball used to be, and they'd already come in with the bulldozers, and we were standing on just flat concrete with a radio station van there. We were doing a broadcast. And, you know, the Civic Center burning, but sure, I think the Marion tornado, I have a personal philosophy that you are not defined by success. You are defined by adversity. That's when you know who you are. The Marion tornado, 1982, how do you feel about how that defined you as a mayor?
Oh, well, I have mixed emotions. That was a tragedy. It was a terrible catastrophe. And yet, the way the recovery came along so quickly, the town pulled together. Everybody was going in the same direction. There was such an impetus. $60 million worth of damage, and of course most of that was covered by insurance, but that infused new blood into our economy and gave the people encouragement. And in many respects, I think the impetus that started there has continued even up to today.
But, you know, when it comes to this, you know, one of my personal friends who had moved from Harrisburg to Marion woke up in a ditch with a dead body on top of her.
Oh, boy.
That there was that component of that, and you also were among in the community, not only working with business leadership and marshaling the troops, but also offering solace.
Oh, yeah. It was a many-faceted opportunity. You recognize that there were things that had to be done immediately. there were things that could not be done today but would have to be done eventually, and it was a matter of organizing. This was really my first major catastrophe, and we had many people in positions of authority that wanted to step in and help. The sheriff was wanting to do things, and the state police were willing to do things, and we called in the National Guard, and the colonel had his ideas. The emergency service director had his ideas. So in the first 24 hours, we had all of these people trying to go in the right direction, but there was no unification. So I called them all together, and I said, gentlemen, I'm the mayor of this town. This is my town. I am going to be in charge from now on. And it was from that point that we had coordination and everything began to work smoothly. And I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't stepped forward at that point. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes, but I knew we couldn't continue the way we were going. And I didn't care if it didn't make people mad. I was intent on getting the job done.
And that's interesting, because that trigger that you and I talked about, nice guy, nice guy, nice guy, nice guy, not nice guy, that's that trigger that got pulled that day. And then when that trigger was pulled, out comes the Boy Scout, out comes the U.S., the former U.S. Army counterintelligence personnel, out comes a man who has seen his family help guide this city as a grandfather, and all that stuff. That's probably right around that time where you started looking back and starting saying, I see all the people that made me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Absolutely right.
And it's during those times of stress you go, you know, I got this guy I knew, and I'm going to use that part that I learned from him, and that part I learned from him, and that part that I learned not to do from him, and I'm going to make that part of me, and then I'm going to do that. Because change is something that a lot of people said you were incapable of for a long time, that you don't change. And you alluded to this early, not when it comes to matters of principle, but over the period of time from 1963 to 2018, you have accepted change. Alcohol and its presence and use in Marion would be one of the places I would also point to. You loosened up in a lot of areas, but you also have to understand time from your standpoint is, a dollar's not what it used to be, and you've had to come through the funnel there as well. Change is a difficult thing, and you, even though many people say, well, old people aren't willing to change, apparently you can.
Well, yes, I recognize that, yes, I've been a conservative in all facets of my life, and I still maintain fundamental truths, fundamental values. I stand on principle, but I recognize that we have to go with the flow of society to a certain point. There are some things that I disagree with. I think gambling is a plague on humanity. I don't like that. I'm not all that much favor in the use of alcohol. I'll take a glass of wine occasionally. I'm not going to oppose it as long as it's used in moderation. If it were up to me, in a world of my own, I wouldn't have either alcohol or gambling. But I recognize that I have to be a part of society, and I'm not going to try to be like a fish swimming upstream. I accept reality and work with change as it becomes necessary.
You look at where you began. You like, well, I want to run for mayor. Why? Because I want to make sure that these streets drain of rainwater. I mean, you've come from literally that point of your career to, you know, here's a multi-million-dollar mall. Here's as we said, 93%, 92% growth in population since you took office. So, I mean, you have mastered different skills. When it comes to this, I'm running out of time and I don't want to. The best thing that happened or you did while you're mayor, and the worst thing that you did or happened while you're mayor, where were those two categories? What would go in worst first?
Oh, dear. Well, there have been so many great things that have happened. It's most difficult to single out any one thing. I'm certainly proud as punch of the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. I think that is a crown jewel of the city. It's one of the best facilities of its sort south of Springfield. We've had other major developments, like the Hub Recreation Center. And I might mention, I came up with using the term hub. I borrowed that from Oliver Wendell Holmes because he referred to Boston as the hub of the universe because of its cultural situation, a leader in the country. And so I thought, well, all this has moved west. Marion is now the hub of the universe. And so keeping that in mind, I've tried to also reach out to other communities in our area. We cooperate with them all. We work together. We know that we have to in a small rural area. And I think the results speak for themselves.
Mayor, I've got to tell you, over the years that you and I have been friends, and there has been many times that I was kind of skeptical. If we're being honest, and I think we've been friends in a long time. There's many times I've been skeptical about what's going on, and then I've seen a method to the madness, and I'm going, oh, no, I understand. And if I've been privileged enough to have these conversations with you in public, these private conversations that you have, a lot of people are listening right now, I've been honored each and every time. I kid you not. You've been a real teacher to me because sometimes you've opened my eyes. And I think, quite frankly, we could use a lot more open eyes these days. And I want to personally thank you for what you've meant to me in helping build me out of whatever kid I was in Harrisburg to the man I am today. You have contributed.
You're most kind, and really, I appreciate you. And the times that we visited together have really been a pleasure and something that I'll always remember. I've learned as much as I have been able to convey, put out, purvey to people. And it all works together, but I must tell you, I really appreciated the opportunity visiting with you and having the opportunity to talk to people in a conversational way to let them know a little bit about what's going on.
And they'll know a little bit more outside of an 8-second sound cut that somebody that may not like you puts onto the news. You know, this gives you an open field to be able to explain, and you've always taken it as such, too. So, once again, I can't tell you much. I appreciate you, and thank you for the years of dedication. I don't think people understand your job's 24/7. And when we had the Duratio, you know, there was never a time that I did not call Mayor Bob Butler, and he wasn't on the phone going, what do you need? And I'm like, what do you need? What can we do to help people?
Yes, and I appreciate that.
And it's really interesting when you get two people, three people, 10 people, 20 people together that all go, what do you need? How can I help? Imagine, and we do very often see this, what you can accomplish. And I think that's one of those prime examples. And once again, Mayor, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.